This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala sayyidin mursaleen, sayyidin Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
And the Eid, the Hajj, the sacrifice, the pilgrimage are all associated with the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abraham, the great prophet of God, the father of the monotheistic faiths and our great forefather. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that regard, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيقٍ. To proclaim the Hajj amongst humanity. And this command was given to Ibrahim alayhi salam, to Abraham. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Proclaim the pilgrimage amongst humanity. يَتُوكَ رِجَالًا. And they will come responding, walking. وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ. And on every means of conveyance. يَتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيقٍ. And they will come from every deep and distant mountain pass. Ibrahim alayhi salam, peace be upon him, when given that awesome command, realizing his human frailties, his limitations, what does he say? Ya Rab, kayfa ubelligh an-nas wa sawti la yunfidhu. How can I proclaim this to all of humanity when my voice cannot reach all of them? فقال عز وجل نادي. You make the proclamation. وَعَلَيْنَا الْبَلَاغِ. And the responsibility of your voice reaching them is upon us. We will make your voice reach them. So the story begins with this proclamation, this declaration that's given to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Allah Ta'ala is related, caused the mountains to fall down, to humble themselves, so that the earth was rendered a vast, expansive plain, and his voice traveled to the far corners of the reach of the earth, reaching not only everyone alive at that time, but everyone who was destined to respond to the call and make the pilgrimage until the end of time, responding, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ. We're responding at your service, our Lord. And everyone who was destined to respond has responded to that call that Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abraham, peace be upon him, rendered. It behooves us to ask, who was Ibrahim? Who was Abraham? Who was this great patriarch of monotheism? Peace be upon him. Allah Ta'ala gives us a description of him in the Quran. There are many descriptions, but one we'll focus on because of its conciseness and the limitations of time. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillah hanifan wa lam yakun minal mushrikeen shakiran li'an'umih اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم. That Abraham was a nation in and of himself, devoutly obedient to God, naturally inclined towards monotheism. He was thankful for the blessings that were given to him. We selected him, and he was not amongst those and guided him to a straight path. So Ibrahim, three basic characteristics are mentioned here. Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. That Ibrahim was an ummah. And amongst the meanings of this term is that he was an imam, he was a leader whose example is to be followed. The important thing for us to understand is that in this regard he is no different than us as an ummah. Allah Ta'ala, amongst the prayers that we are instructed to make, وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, make us leaders whose example is to be followed by the righteous. وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, make us leaders whose example is to be followed, exemplary leaders for those who are righteous. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. Allah says He made leaders from the children of Israel. He raised up prophets amongst them. And He made leaders for the generality of humanity. And He has passed the torch of leadership to this community. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are the best communities raised up for the service of humanity, for the leadership of humanity, for the guidance of humanity. You enjoin that which is right, you forbid that which is wrong, and you believe in God. It behooves us in that regard, as we reflect in these days on the example of Ibrahim, on the example of Abraham, to ask ourselves, are we prepared for leadership? Are we exemplary individuals, communities, an exemplary nation whose example is fit to be followed? This is a great challenge for us. And this is a question it behooves us to ask ourselves. For if the people who claim to be following divine guidance are not fit to lead, then who is? Who's fit to lead? The people who are running the corporations that are raping and destroying the earth? The people who pledge that their ultimate allegiance is to some vague philosophical context or concept described by the as the national interest, on whose altar every principle, every concept of decency, every idea related to fairness and justice is willingly sacrificed? Are those the people fit to lead humanity? Those people whose only concern is how well their stocks are doing, or how much power they can impose on others? كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, peace be upon him, was fit for leadership. His example was an example fit to be followed. His example was an example that inspired nations, inspired communities, an example that is talked about and reflected to this very day. How will history remember our community? When the history of these days are recorded, what will be the ethical principles that are associated with our mention? What will be the lofty principles and concepts that are associated with our mention when our names are mentioned and our community is mentioned by those who came after us? And if we don't acknowledge that far from being fit for leadership, that we become the example of vile characteristics and vile practices, then what is left? This one small example to give an indication of where we're headed as a community. with last week, amongst the spate of kidnappings, it's bad enough when a female writer for the Christian Science Monitor, who's trying to tell the Muslim story, who's trying to convey objectively the suffering of the Iraqi people, is kidnapped in Iraq. That's bad enough. Even worse than that, what happened in Palestine, where the parents of Rachel Corrie, that young lady from Evergreen, Washington, who stood in the face of an Israeli bulldozer and was crushed to death trying to protect the home and family of a Palestinian Muslim, her parents were kidnapped in Palestine last week. And to be rescued by Palestinians of higher principles, and then apologizing and saying that their kidnapping is a disgrace to the Palestinian nation. But that's where we've sunk to. نسأل الله العافية. اللهم عافينا والمسلمين جميعا. قانتا لله. So Ibrahim is described as a leader. إِنَّ إِبْرَهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ. He's described as قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ, devoutly obedient to Allah. The lexicographers, they say, for قَانِت, مُدَاوِمًا عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, one who was consistent in his obedience to God. And we have to be a community. He's no different than us. Allah Ta'ala describes the righteous people in the Quran. الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار. Those who are patient, who patiently persevere. الصابرين والصادقين. Those who are truthful. And we have to be people of truth. People who are truthful to ourselves. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. People who are truthful to others in our interactions with others. People who are truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. There are men and also women who are truthful in that which they have convened with Allah. الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين. And those who are consistently and humbly, devoutly obedient to God. وَالْمُنْفِقِينَ. And these two go together. الْقَانِتِينَ وَالْمُنْفِقِينَ. Righteousness, which is embodied in الْقَانِتِينَ, its greatest sign is the ability to spin free. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. You will never attain to righteousness until you spin from that which you love. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. And those who humbly beseech the forgiveness of God in the latter part of the night, when no one's around to witness, no one to show off for, no one to shed crocodile tears for, the worshipper alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the reaches, the latter reaches of the night, beseeching His forgiveness. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. So every quality that Ibrahim, that Abraham is praised for, that we remember him for, that history records his virtues for, all of those characteristics should be articulated in us. And Allah Ta'ala says, حَنِيفًا وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He was naturally inclined towards monotheism and he was not amongst the idolaters. We should be upholders of the monotheistic truth. In a world that's being inundated with idolatry, and idolatry has many manifestations. It's not just worshiping gods as substitute for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. So it's not just talking about that. Money becomes an idol. تَيْسَ عَبْدُ الدِّينَرَ عَبْدُ الدِّرْحَمَ وَعَبْدُ الْخَمِيصَةِ. Ruined is the worshipper of money. عَبْدُ الدِّينَرَ وَعَبْدُ الدِّرْحَمَ. The worshipper of clothes, Abdul Khamisa. The human being himself or herself, and especially in this narcissistic age we live in, can become an idol. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي اتَّخَذُ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you not seen the one who takes for his God his very self? The inclinations of his soul. We should be witnesses to the oneness and the worship of God. شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِ. Thankful for the blessings bestowed upon him. Thankful for his blessings, for the blessings of God. شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِ. We mentioned one thing. This should be our characteristic also. Allah Ta'ala, Almighty God, orders us, فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, I will remember you. وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Be thankful for my blessings. وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And do not reject those blessings by failing to give thanks. Sufficient to impress upon us the magnitude of thanks is that so few people are thankful. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Few are the thankful ones amongst my servants. Sufficient as an indicator as to the magnitude of thankfulness is that those who fail to give thanks are threatened with the punishment of God. With تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And when your Lord proclaimed, if you give thanks for the blessings I bestowed upon you, I will increase you in those blessings. And if you fail to give thanks, you should know that my punishment is severe.